Hello, movie fans and enthusiasts. This is the Movie Patriot, part of the Patriot Cast podcast network. My name is Andrew, and with me, as always, my faithful co-host, Mr. Javier Bustamante from California, Hollywood itself. You know, he's there. He's the guy on the scene. Javier, how are you? How's Hollywood?
I'm good. Hollywood is, you know, it's Hollywood.
Yes.
I got nothing to say about Hollywood, so I use that.
Yep.
It's my get out of jail free card, you know.
Yeah.
I've been craving this for about a week now because we didn't have it last week, so let's get to it.
Yes, same here. Okay, well, what we're gonna do today is we're just gonna quickly say what's opening up in the US box office this week, so this Friday the 8th. That's already passed. And then we're going to talk about the movie of the week, which I have had the privilege of seeing. And the movie is going to be Source Code, and a fantastic movie. And the Patriot Cast audience, you know, the sci-fi kind of audience, you're definitely going to be into this kind of movie. So let's start rolling up. Okay, so having the box office this Friday, there were four movies opened up. Big movies opened up. Let's do it in kind of like descending order. First of all, there's Your Highness. Javier, what do we know about this movie? I mean, I've seen the poster for it on buses here. It's going to have James Franco and Natalie Portman and some other dude who I don't know in it. What do you think about this?
His name escapes me as well, but he's on a popular, I think, HBO TV series, and he's no newcomer to
you know,
funny movies and stuff like that. He was actually one of the guys on Pineapple Express as well.
Oh, right.
Him and James Franco were in that movie with Seth Rogen.
Mm, yes.
And this is kind of, I'm guessing this is kind of in the same vein, you know, just that it's based on, you know, on the whatever century it was when people fought with swords and wore leather.
But it's still a stoner movie, right? So
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still a stoner movie because you know, these guys are known Hollywood stoners. I'm thinking all three of them. I don't know. I can't really say much more about the movie. I mean, the previews look kind of funny.
Yeah,
I don't wanna ruin it for anybody saying, oh, I hate it. It looks horrible anything like that. You know.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. There was a little boob in there, which I mean, I guess it's always good, you know, unless you're a woman, or, you know, or hate boobs. Anyway, so okay, then at number three, coming from TriStar, is Soul Surfer. What is this? This is the first time I've heard of it. A sports drama. Okay. Do we need to say anything about it?
I do know about this movie.
You do? Okay.
I know about this movie, and this is a real story.
Okay.
About a young surfer, a girl, who lost her arm to a shark once while surfing.
Ooh.
And
she like starts hunting down the sharks and just like killing them. And
oh
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, kills all the sharks in the ocean.
Nice.
No, that's not true.
Nice.
she after this horrible event, she decides to, you know, get back into the surfing game, and she starts surfing without an arm now, and she becomes a champion or something like that. You know, she gets back and onto the sport that she once loved.
So it's kind of like your typical sports movie. Main hero overcomes adversaries and problems and conflict that comes his way, and in the end wins the big medal. Well, big circle.
This time without an arm.
Without an arm, okay. Cool. Well, not cool, but interesting. Okay, very interesting stuff. Okay, the third one opening up is Hannah. Second H. Now, this is interesting. So I understand this is about a girl assassin, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This movie, I don't know. To me, it's an interesting concept because she is just a little girl, I guess. I'm guessing, but we discover that she's not. Sort of like, I guess, towards the middle of the movie, we discover that she has been trained by her dad to kill people, and mostly to kill the person who holds her all her secrets, which is basically kind of like her stepmom or her mom or something like that.
Right.
Eric Bana, it's plays the you know, her dad. And
oh, I like him. Yeah.
I think Kate Blanchett plays the evil woman.
Right.
So I'm very interested in this movie. I want to go see this.
I mean, I haven't heard too much, but I mean, just basing on what you described, this sounds very much like Hit Girl from Kick-Ass. Have you seen Kick-Ass?
Yeah, I've seen Kick-Ass. I love that movie.
I mean, is it like that? Nick Cage and the little girl, you know, she's little and she's, you know, underage for everything, yet she can... You see her stabbing bad guys and decapitating people and whatnot. Do you think it's gonna be a bit like that?
Yeah, I think she's probably gonna be a badass, you know, a badass assassin. And I really like the, you know, because it looks like they lived in the wild and they're like on some sort of remote place where everything is just like snow and they have to wear a bunch of, you know, different kind of like clothing.
Russian.
like some sort, something like that, and it looks awesome. Like,
right?
I don't know. I want to go see it.
Yeah, as definitely. Soon as possible. I'll be interested in seeing that. Okay, and the top one opening up on the most amount of screens distributed by Warner Brothers is the big comedy Arthur. This is a remake of a movie of B. Anthony, I think, back in the '70s. About a actually, the trailer for this was playing yesterday in front of Source Code here in the UK. So it's this really rich, played by Russell Brand. UK's very own Russell Brand, about, I guess, this really rich guy, and he's trying to, doesn't want to get married, and he's going to be losing his money, and he's got a nanny. What do you know about this, Javier?
Well, all I know about this movie, it's everything that I've seen on the different, you know, billboards and
buses
and TV ads, like always, you know, the buses, you know, he makes that, you know, innocent smiley face, and he's all happy, like, happy about everything, and he's just a billionaire who has no idea what's going on in the world. I guess he needs to get married because something with the family fortune, they want to merge family fortune.
Yeah, something around, yeah. Or
something like that.
Hmm, yeah.
And he doesn't want to get married to super hot, what's her name?
That's right. Yeah, I know.
We're Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner, yeah.
Yeah,
he's gay.
He's gay. He doesn't want to get married to a super hot woman.
It's just, so. It's not a comedy. It's like this really full, deep drama, psychological drama about a man trying to come to terms with his own latent homosexuality. And
Andrew, no, not really.
No, okay. what's Russell Brand like in the US? Because, I mean, is he big there? Because, I mean, he started off just like all UK people who invade the US, like Gervais and stuff, they start off being big here.
I don't know. What's with all you UK people coming here invading us with your funniness and stuff?
We have talent. That's the thing. You know,
I mean, he's very talented. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My wife hates him.
My dad hates him as well. She
sees them and she's like, oh no, oh my god, I hate that guy. And
but
I don't
he's
know
kind
why,
of that think... he's kind of that almost like new age stereotypical, just like British guy. He talks overly British and like, oh hello, yes,
yeah,
oh.
yeah.
You
and
know,
he's sort of like, you know, he's a little bit effeminate, but he loves the ladies.
Oh yeah, so, I mean, he's like going out of Katy Perry.
He's now going out with Katy Perry, and fucking lucky him.
Yeah,
but you know,
Javier, do you want me to cut that out of the show?
I think I'm gonna sleep outside today.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I mean, Russell Brand is morally famous here. A lot of people know about him and stuff. I've seen some of his stand-up. I think he's pretty funny. He's very vulgar, which is something that I love. On
it's,
a stand-up comedian,
it's the new,
you know,
I think it's the new trend of UK comedy these days. You know, comedy is like stand-up. Dark humor has always been a big part of UK stand-up, and I think the stand-up circuit is quite popular here in the UK. They played on BBC. They played on a bunch of channels. You know, there's always different stand-up comedians, and I think a lot of them are populated by this kind of vulgar, in-your-face, just basically talking about the general stupidity of the people around them, you know, that kind of stuff. And But, I mean, he's one of those Brits that's kind of invaded the US, and what happens is, you know, and you see this with actors, they start off here, they get big here, and then they just leave here and never come back. So that's, you know, but no one can blame him. So let's, yeah. Anyway, So that's Arthur. I mean, looking around, I mean, it opened up. Apparently, people are saying it's not as good as the original one. But, you know, comedy like Russell Brand, go see it if you're into that kind of thing. Okay, Source Code. So this is the movie of the week. So Source Code, this was something I was, you know, because, I mean, I read the geek websites. I try to be in with kind of like this, the geek scene. Sci-fi, comic books, that kind of stuff. And Source Code has been a film that's always been, kind of always been there. Every time there's a convention coverage or a new trailer opens up, I've been aware of it since, I think, since the end of last year. But I didn't actually watch any trailers on purpose for it, because it was one of those movies I thought to myself, it could really be something enjoyable for me. So I don't, because a lot of the times, you know, I said this, what was it, first episode, second episode, where, you know, by the trailers these days, you pretty much know what's going to happen. And not all trailers, but a lot of the trailers, because I think a lot of the times the people who cut and edit the trailers are the people working for the studio, and the people who actually shoot the movie and are responsible for them don't actually have the say in the trailer, because the studio's trying to get as many people in as they can, and that's why you get the proverbial, you know, fade to black, expensive car, fade to black, intercourse, fade to black, you know, muscles, you know. So because the studio's trying to attract as big a demographic as it can. So they don't want to watch the trailer. It's one of those movies because, you know, these days you can just base it on the buzz, really. You know, you read the websites, you hear word of mouth, what people are saying, is it going to be for you, if it's not going to be for you. So I was just basing it off the buzz. And the movie, it came out in the US, and, you know, Rotten Tomatoes was giving it like 1992, last time I checked. Yeah, and people were saying it's really clever. And you know a movie is like good and interesting when you start getting these like charts, like people online start making charts to explain how it works. I remember Inception had a bunch of those charts where they explained the different levels of dreams. Really? And yeah. And so, I mean, and I remember seeing the chart for that. It was like the different timelines of Source Code. And I was like, okay, I think it's got to be decent. So, I decided to go.
90%.
How much?
90%.
It's 99. Yeah. And we decided to go and see it yesterday. Half an hour worth of adverts. It's unreal. It really is. The movie's meant to be starting at 4:50. The actual movie started at 5:15. It's unbelievable. Wow. Yeah. So the movie starts, and, you know, you start off and you're straight into it. You know, I mean, there is this the customary, you know, you've got to roll the credits, so they have the establishing shots of a city and that kind of stuff. But you start off and you're straight into it. And it's one of those movies like you don't know what's going on. You're trying to puzzle things together and you're putting the pieces together at the same time as the main protagonist. And the main guy is Jake Gyllenhaal. He was very, very good in this movie. I was very, very impressed. The last movie I saw him in was Prince of Persia. Prince of Persia as a movie. I mean, I heard it was like a big disappointment generally for video games movies because it, you know, didn't live up to the amount of money put into them. But I really didn't mind Prince of Persia. I thought it was decent. But he was very.
I thought it was pretty okay.
Yeah, he was. Gyllenhaal was very good in this one, and I mean, he's been acting. He's still very young, but he's been acting since Donnie Darko back in the '90s when he was about 14. So I do have to hand it to him. He's carrying the movie. So I was very glad of his performance. And basically, the plot, it starts off, the basic plot is, and this isn't really a spoiler, this is just a basic summary. So what happens is, these people invent this technology. What you can do is you can, they take someone's brain, and the brain leaves an imprint, like a dead person's brain, and the dead person's brain leaves an imprint of what happened to them for the last 8 minutes before they died. And what you can do is you can go into the person's brain and kind of occupy their memories for 8 minutes as the time like rolls on. And you can basically see the world around them. And so they invented this technology and they put Jake Gyllenhaal into it. well, not the actor, but the person he's playing. But so actually, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? You actor, yes. But so what they do is that what happened is this guy, he's this terrorist, committed an act of terrorism. I'm not going to say what act of terrorism in case you don't want to get spoiled. It's not really a spoiler. It's in the trailer. But this guy commits an act of terrorism, and what you have to do is you go and Gyllenhaal goes into the brain of this one person to basically find out where the bomb is and who the guy is who caused this terrorist explosion, and he has to.
I have a quick question. Have a quick question. Does he go back in the brain of just a regular person, or does he go back into the brain of somebody who knows something?
No. He has to go into the brain. He goes into the brain of the person who matches his like DNA and body type the most. It's just a regular person.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so what happens is the movie basically opens up and you don't know anything. You know, he's just sitting there on a train. And he's like, what's going on? Because his memory is a bit fuzzy as well. And I really don't want to say a lot because the plot of this is very intricate. It's people said it's very much like Matrix meets Groundhog Day. And I would understand why. So basically what happens is after the 8 minutes runs out, basically and he hasn't disarmed the bomb and stopped the terrorist, the train will blow up. So what he has to do, and he keeps on being pushed back in there into the memory all the time. So every 8 minutes, he's just doing this. So he's reliving this thing all the time. And there's the girl, that kind of stuff, but it's very good because you have like the two worlds. You have the actual those 8 minutes before the terrorist act happens, and you have the world that he's in now, and he's interacting with these two people on the screen because he's in like test chamber and he's part of the test, and the people there are two people talking to him through the monitor. There's this one woman, she was in that George Clooney movie that got nominated 2 years ago. Up in the air. The woman from that one, the older one. And there is the guy who played Felix in the new 007 movies. But anyway, see, I just know them as the people who played people, except Jake Gyllenhaal. I know him because he's amazing. So he's just interacting with those two people through a computer screen because he's in this chamber. And a lot of stuff happens, and there is a lot of, like, really, really, like, moments. It's not like at the end there is a big twist. The twists start to basically happen 20 minutes through. These twists happen, and the twists basically pile onto themselves until the very last twist. You know, it's a huge twist, and it really, really works really well. So the movie is, it's the guy who made this is the guy who made Moon as well. I saw Moon. I liked Moon as well. I think this is a lot better than Moon in terms of the story. His visuals have just the cinematic techniques have improved greatly as well. The score is very well written. The score is just right for that. You know, the perfect score, you shouldn't really notice it. It should be like the oxygen of a movie. It enhances it. So the score is very good in that. And just the storyline and the way it's executed is very, very well. And like people listening to this, you know, you probably most definitely are sci-fi fans, you're video gamers, that kind of stuff. This is definitely our type of movie, and I think it's definitely the best movie I've seen this year so far, and I can't really recommend it enough. And I really think we should all support this movie, because right now the US box office, it cost about 34 million to make, 32 million to make is the budget, and right now it's made about 22, and it's been out for a day, 2 days, you know, that kind of. So I mean, hopefully it's international, so it's gonna make the money back. But
well, it came out just last night.
But yeah, support the movie, you know. But it's a great movie. It's not like just your typical stupid, oh, summer's coming up, or oh, a man on a mission, blah 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 blah. No, it really is good. It really is. I can't recommend that movie enough. I'm very, very impressed with it. So yeah. Have you any questions?
Well, no. I mean, I know that I can't really talk much about the movie because it's just new to me. But I mean, it sounds like an excellent concept.
Yeah.
Before you told me about the movie, I was already riveted and I want to go and see it. I mean, I know Jake Gyllenhaal is not a bad actor. I mean, he has done, all his movies have been pretty good.
Hmm.
Even on Prince of Persia, he was likable.
Well, they had the British accent, which was really funny.
yeah, it's not even, correct.
He got so buff. For that movie, he got so buff. I remember, I'm looking at him now, he must have done the Schwarzenegger treatment, I'm telling you. But anyway, go on. Here's my male fantasies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he like I said, he looks likable. The movie looks good. I mean, there's a woman interest and everything. You know, there always has to be one in every movie, or else the Hollywood producers are not content.
No, but the thing is, it doesn't feel too forced. Really, the love interest, it really adds up. It adds up to, she's basically a springboard for his character development. You know, it makes him. He goes from point A to point B as a character, so she doesn't really feel forced. You know, a lot of the times in the movies, you just have the girl there for the sake of it, but they do make it work.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I'm very excited. I think I might go see it either today or tomorrow.
I'd definitely recommend it. It's you know, this isn't one of those movies where you're gonna want your money back. It really is gonna be worth it. It's just really, really, really good, really good time. Yeah. So, well, hopefully you can see that, and then you can report next week. And what we can do is we can do the spoiler part of it, you know, for the people. And trust me, after you see it, there's going to be a crap load of spoilers. You know, that movie is, it should have been called Spoiler Code, you know. But yeah, great movie, and that's definitely my recommendation for this week. I mean, before we close out, Javier, I mean, summer season's coming up, right?
Yeah.
What are the big movies you're looking forward to this summer season?
Well, let's see. I want to see Thor. that's a movie that I'm very interested in seeing. I think I'm not sure, but I think let's look it up because I don't know exactly what.
Just off the top of my head, right? There's gonna be Thor, Captain America, Green Lantern, Super 8, Cowboys and Aliens, Fast and the Furious 5, Pirates of the Caribbean 4. I think that's pretty much the big ones, really.
Well, that Super 8 movie, it looks awesome.
It looks really good, yeah.
You don't even see what's going on.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Not every trailer needs to tell you the story. You know, not every trailer needs to tell you the complete story. Also, Hangover 2 is coming out. So, I like the first one a lot.
Hopefully. I have to see the first one yet.
The first one's good. The first one's, it's very funny. I'm going to say it's probably the funniest movie of last decade, actually. It was very, very funny. Very good. So I mean, there are some big movies this year.
X-Men First Class is coming
First
out.
Class as well. Yeah. Okay. Well, Javier, if you could see one movie this year, what would it be?
I don't know.
This summer.
I think my nerd side goes with X-Men First Class.
First Class.
Because you know I'm all about the X-Men and stuff like that. Even though I don't even own it. Well, I own some like 4 comic books, but.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would like to see that one.
Hmm. I mean, are you? Did you like Wolverine?
Yeah, he's my hero.
No, did you like the movie Wolverine?
The movie Wolverine, it's a different thing. I like that they explored the story of Wolverine. I didn't like the movie that much. I mean, they failed a lot on that movie. Hugh Jackman is.
Yeah, that's the thing. I really like Hugh Jackman. He's like this really. Yeah. He's like the most friendliest guy ever. And he's got one of those, like, it's a good thing Jordan's not here because I'm going to be doing the Australian New Zealand accent. Like, you see him in, like, Wolverine and stuff, and he's talking to his, Bob. You know, that, he's almost like Snake, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, David Hayter did the voice of Wolverine for the cartoon. Then you see the interviews, and it's like, so, Hugh, what was it like playing Wolverine? And he's like, yeah, well, playing Wolverine was really, really fun. I really love the guy. It's a completely different voice, and
he does it very well,
and he sings as well. You know, he sings in like theater and stuff. A great movie, by the way. If the fans haven't seen this is a Chris Nolan movie, the Prestige. It's the movie he did between Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. Have you seen it, Javier?
I think I have seen it. Does it have the girl from Seven Heaven, whatever her name is?
No, it's got Scarlett Johansson in it, and it's got Christian Bale in it as well. It's really good. It's about basically it's set at the end of the 1900s. No, 1800s, mm-hmm. And it's basically about like magicians trying to outdo each other, and it's typical Chris Nolan. It's got like twists and twists. It's really good. I'd recommend it to anyone really, but yeah, Hugh Jackman, he's great. But that's the thing, yeah, Hugh Jackman, he was really likable, but the Wolverine movie, it was a bit What did you think about X-Men 3?
Well, X-Men 3, I don't know. See, it's kind of like when that's when they start jumping the shark, you know, like X-Men 1.
They kill everyone. You know,
it was a good movie. It was a good movie, X-Men 1. It wasn't that bad. X-Men 2, okay, they did a couple of things wrong. You know, it still holds. But X-Men 3, you know, Professor X dies like in the first 15 minutes of the movie. And then
he blows up.
Like, are we supposed... are we supposed really to believe that Professor X and Cyclops are dead for good? I don't believe that for one second. I mean,
close up.
And I was still
indigestion.
Waiting. I was still waiting to see the new movie with the Phoenix. It's probably gonna the Phoenix coming over, and she was gonna revive Professor X and this and that, but it never came out. Instead, they're rebooting the franchise.
Well,
and,
I mean, are they? I mean, one of the news items I heard, apparently they're writing a script for X-Men 4 and 5. And what's that going to be like? Wolverine and Storm and Magneto, who doesn't really have any more powers anymore. Just, hello.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
I thought they were just starting the franchise.
No, apparently. X-Men First Class is apparently they're going to try to make this a prequel to X-Men 1. It's very convoluted. It's like Wolverine. I mean, spoilers, the movie came out a while ago, but you know, at the end of Wolverine, they've got Patrick Stewart and like Cyclops and that kind of stuff in there. So
they look really young with plastic surgery or something.
Yeah, it was CGI enhancement. but
I have no idea what it was, but they looked like if they were made of plastic. It was funny.
Well, the thing of X-Men First Class, it almost seems like, I don't know, was it really rushed? Because it really, you know, it went into filming very quickly, and it started the production seems to have gone very quickly, or maybe it's just me, but I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it's going to be X-Men 2 level, because I think to me X-Men 2 was the best one. But yeah, the movie if I could watch one movie this year, I don't know. I mean, there is you know, Captain America, which I'm very optimistic.
Captain America,
I'm very optimistic about it. Loads of people are saying, "Oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad." I think they could really pull it off really well. I saw the trailer. You know, it was very good.
Thor, just by seeing pictures of it, I'm like, it looks good.
Yeah,
you know, it looks very good.
Thor looks very good. I think Thor.
Thor
could be very good.
I've seen the trailer. That one looks good.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Iron Man and what Jon Favreau did with the two movies. It's, you know, so I'm looking forward to Cowboys and Aliens because he's directed that. But that's one of those movies, Cowboys and Aliens. I saw the one trailer for it. I don't want to know anything more about it because hopefully it's going to be very good. So I get the source code effect on that. I don't know, Super 8 again. I don't know. It's going to be hard to decide. I mean, if I had to choose one, it probably would be... I'm going to have to say probably Captain America. Yeah. Just to see how they pull it off. But yeah. But I think next year is the big year, isn't it? It's going to be Avengers versus Dark Knight Returns. Oh, yes.
Well, I think this year it's better than last year. Last year there wasn't really that many movies coming out, like good movies or movies that I really wanted to see. And this year, so far, there's a lot of movies that, you know, I still have to catch up to. And there's very good new movies coming up.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Okay, well, anyway, let's wrap this up. It's getting pretty late on my end of the world. Well, anyway, so Javier, go see Source Code. You will not be disappointed by it. Gonna be great.
I will.
Great stuff. And hopefully we can meet up next week and talk about it and have a spoiler filled episode, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So thank you for listening. Send in all your emails. We would really like some email. Rate the show. Please rate the show on iTunes now that we've changed. You know, we're looking very good. We're getting all 5 stars, but please keep rating us if you enjoy the show. put in suggestions what movies you'd like us to talk about, just general, send us any news about, or just general, any topics you would like for us to talk about on the show. Javier, thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see all of you next week.